crossing the Jordan could be compared to something. There's the analogy that they that the Israelites were saved at the Red Sea, and crossing the Jordan is coming into the inheritance. There's a verse in James that really shows how we should act. It says faith. One says faith. I have faith, and you have works. Actually, you know what? I'll just find it. I know where it is. It's in James 2. Yes. Someone will say, I have faith, you have faith, and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. They could have stayed there, and we can stay as Christians on the other side of the Jordan, saved, but not backing it up, not proving that we're saved. But when we cross the Jordan, we not only come into our inheritance, but we show the world that we're saved. And like it says, I will show you my faith by my works.
All right, how are we doing in the back roads there? I'm going to ask questions and I'm going to call names. So you are being warned. I want you to take your pencil, because we want to summarize what we have said so we could move on. And I want you to underline a few words in your Bible. So please open your Bible, get your pencil or your pen. And if you have a comment to make to your friends, I want to hear them, okay? So I don't want you to talk to each other. Let us all hear what you want to have to say. It's a very important day today, and I don't want Satan to distract your mind from learning what the Spirit of God wants us to say. If you look at verse 3 of chapter 3, I want you to underline the word "when you see." The word "see," you need to look at the ark. We said the ark is a type of the Lord Jesus. And we heard somebody who knows much about Navy and Coast Guard telling you that in a big sea, you keep your eyes focused on that person. And in that sea of this world, you need to keep your eyes on the Lord Jesus. That ark was covered with blue. But the background is that dark river that's coming down, that muddy Jordan that's coming down in all its strength. And there is that dot of blue half mile away ahead of you. You need to keep your eyes on the Lord Jesus. That's the first point that you need to learn today. Second point. The end of verse 3, go after it. You have decided to follow Jesus. You need to go after the Lord Jesus. You need to follow the Lord Jesus. He left us an example that we might follow him. If you want to enjoy the blessing, you need to follow the Lord Jesus. It doesn't do you any good just to look from afar. As we have heard, every step that the ark moved, everybody in the army moved that one step. The ark moves one step, everybody moved one step to keep that 2,000 cubit or half a mile. Are you with me so far? The other point I want you to underline in your Bible is verse 5. Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourself. We heard what Brother Tony said. You need to have a holy life. You need to set yourself apart for the Lord. You need to follow the Lord in a holy way. You need to be holy. Take time to be holy. To set yourself apart from the Lord, from the garbage of this world, if you wanted to enjoy the blessing. I want you still to underline in your Bible in verse 9. And Joshua said unto the children of Israel, come hither, hear the words of the Lord. Listen to the word of the Lord. It is important to hear what the Lord's instruction is. The moment you lost the instruction, there is a lot of people there. You don't know where you're going. You have to make a decision in your life. You all have heard that yesterday. College, career, I don't know what. You have to make a decision. You need to hear the voice of the Lord telling you what to do. There is no other ways, young people. There is no other way to go to Canaan but through that way. Here is an instruction. You said to yourself, why is all of that written? I mean, for them it was physical thing. For us, it is typical. It is spiritual. We are not crossing a river, but we have to go through death. And we're going to explain what that is. We're going to explain what does it mean to die. You said we're all sitting here. If you're not sleeping, you're awake, you're listening, you're not dead. But we are saying to enjoy the blessing, you must die. What are we talking about? We're going to explain these things. You need to pay attention. You see the ark. You follow the ark. You live a holy life. And you hear the word of God. These are the instructions that was given for you if you wanted to go and enjoy the blessing. So far, so good? Are you with me? I want to hear you. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Very good.